This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Maldivian President Dr. Mohamad Muizzu was accorded a ceremonial reception at Rashtrapati Bhavan this morning. President Draupadi Murmu, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Minister of External Affairs Dr. S. Jaishankar welcomed Maldivian President and his wife Sajida Mohammed. Dr. Muizzu was also accorded a Guard of Honour. Later, Dr. Muizzu visited Rajghat and paid tributes to Mahatma Gandhi. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold discussions with Maldivian President in New Delhi on bilateral, regional and international issues of mutual interest. Several agreements are also expected to be signed between the two countries following the meeting. Maldives President Mohamad Muizzu is on a five-day state visit to India at the invitation of President Draupadi Murmu. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will chair a review meeting with the chief ministers of left-wing extremism-affected states in New Delhi today. The chief ministers of Andhra Pradesh, Bihar, Chhattisgarh, Jharkhand, Telangana, Odisha, Maharashtra and Madhya Pradesh will attend the meeting. Five union ministers who are closely involved in providing development support to the left-wing extremism-affected states will also be present. The Deputy National Security Advisor and senior officials from the centre, the states and the Central Armed Police Forces will also participate in the deliberations. Prime Minister Narendra Modi completes 23 years in public office today. It was on this day in 2001, Mr. Modi took over as Chief Minister of Gujarat for the first time. Several welfare programs launched by the NDA government at the centre draw inspiration from Narendra Modi's initiatives as Gujarat Chief Minister. Often termed the Gujarat model, these measures are related to water conservation, tree plantation drives, celebrating the constitution, promoting ethnic products and encouraging a sporting culture. Mr. Modi has stressed on Jan Bhagidari or people's participation in governance. The much-discussed Jal Jeevan mission initiated by the PM is inspired by the experience of Sujalam Sufalam Jal Abhiyan launched for the water-scarce areas of North Gujarat in 2004. It focused on bringing Narmada River water to Gujarat, interlinking of rivers and rainwater harvesting to meet the water needs of the people of Gujarat. Science and Technology Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh said that 1,000 crore rupees has been earmarked for venture fund to space startups. Speaking about the important features of the first 100 days of the Modi government 3.0 in New Delhi, the minister said that the number of space startups in the country has gone up to more than 1.5 lakh in the last 10 years, raising India to number 3 in the world ecosystem. He also informed that the space sector has seen a jump from just one digit to 200 plus space sector within a short span of time. Israel remains high alert on the first anniversary of deadly terror attack by Hamas on October 7 last year. Israeli Defense Forces said it is anticipating possible long-range rocket fire or other attacks from Gaza. Israel has deployed more troops near Gaza. Meanwhile, a gunman attacked a bus station at Beer Sheba in Israel, killing one woman and injuring 10 others. Police described the shooting as a terrorist attack. The attacker, reportedly a member of Bedouin minority, was killed by soldiers. In Pakistan, two persons were killed and several others injured in an explosion outside Pakistan's Karachi airport last night. The separatist militant group Baloch Liberation Army, BLA, has claimed responsibility for the attack, saying it targeted a high-level convoy of Chinese engineers and investors. The injured have been brought to Jinnah Postgraduate Medical College. In men's cricket, India registered a comfortable 7-wicket win over Bangladesh in the first T20I of the three-match series in Gwalior last night. Chasing a target of 128 runs, India dominated with its batting attack, winning the match in just 11.5 overs. Sanju Samson and Surya Kumar Yadav contributed 29 runs each, while Hardik Pandya remained unbeaten with a winning knock of 39 off 16 balls. Arshdeep Singh and Varun Chakravarti clinched 3 wickets each to restrict Bangladesh at below par score. Arshdeep was adjudged player of the match. The second T20I match between India and Bangladesh will be played at Arun Jaitley International Stadium in Delhi on Wednesday from 7 p.m. onwards. And that is the end of this news bulletin.